Hi, I'm Caleb. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to the Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Caleb. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first day of your new school year. Are you feeling a little bummed about having to get out of bed or hang out in the car listening to your parents' radio station on the way to school? Well, don't worry. We are here for you with the Kids Commute. We're going to party like it's 1899 and learn some fun things about classical music. So, it's the first day of school, so why not start with a test? Oh, I know, but I promise it'll be easy. Here we go. Can you name this piece of music? Is it A, the Alphabet Song? B, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Or C, Baba Black Sheep? You're right. It's all three. That piece of music is the Alphabet Song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and Baba Black Sheep. It's been used in so many ways because it's a really old song. It's a French song for kids called A vous dirige, maman. And it basically means, Mommy, should I tell you what's been bothering me? Daddy wants me to think like a grown-up person, and I think candy is much more important than thinking. And I agree, don't you? Anyway, this is a song that was very popular 250 years ago in France. Here's a little bit of what it sounds like in French. Now, for fans of classical music, this piece is familiar because it was worked on by a very famous composer named Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And what Mozart did was create a set of 12 variations on that piece of music. What that means, a variation is that Mozart took the basic melody and then changed it. Variation means change. So he changed it. He noodled with it 12 times to come up with 12 different versions of the song. So we're about to hear Mozart's variations on A vous dirige, maman, otherwise known as the Alphabet Song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and Baba Black Sheep.
Thank you.
have it, Mozart's Variations for Piano on the Alphabet Song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Ba Ba Black Sheep, or as it was originally called, A vous diriger maman. What did you think of all of those variations? Did you like the way Mozart changed it? Which one was your favorite? Tell us all about it. Leave us a note on our website, kidscommute.org. Okay, now we're going to have a little more fun with something we like to call the Quizlet on the Kids Commute. Every week, I'm going to play a snippet of music for you or ask you a question, and you'll have all week to answer it. And we'll give you hints later in the week, but today we're just going to start with it straight. So I'm going to ask you to try to identify this piece of music about a certain teacher. Do you recognize that piece of music? If you know the answer, visit our website, kidscommute.org, and leave it on our message board, or you can send your answer with your name and address in a text to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And don't forget, we'll give you hints throughout the week so you have a good chance of getting it right. Hope you enjoyed the Kids Commute. We'll see you here at this time tomorrow for Back to School Week. Have a terrific first day of your new school year. We'll see you here at this time tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.